Here at the Downer Law Firm, we have over 40 years of experience handling personal injury claims such as car accidents, truck accidents, workers' compensation, even wrongful death. So if you're injured, give us a call. We've got you covered.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the 704 High School Highlight Podcast. My name is Jeff Taylor, Sports Director at Bay Hackle Sports. Thanks for joining us. And before we get started, just make sure that you get over to our YouTube channel. You can find the podcast there. You can also find it wherever you listen or watch your podcast. Make sure you subscribe, hit that like button, comment. We love to keep in touch with you guys. So today, we are joined by a young lady, Taylor Wooten, and she is a senior at Myers Park High School. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit first. High school, or let me ask you this. Early on, when did you get involved with sports? What sports did you play?
Well, honestly, I'm the only child, so I started doing dance.
Oh, dance first. Okay.
Doing dance since I was like 3 or 4. Like, I was a committed dancer.
Got it.
And then in middle school, I went to Charlotte Christian, and I wanted to do cheer. Like, I was like, oh my God, that's what I want to do.
Right.
So I had to choose between dance and cheer, and of course I picked cheer.
But they both kind of can.
Yeah, they're like.
They helpful. Can work in common, right?
Yeah. So I chose cheer, and I kept doing that. And then I went to performing arts school, and they didn't have any sports there. Like, no sports, but you could still do dance. I was
right.
In musical.
Is that Northwest School of the Arts?
Yes.
Got it, okay.
So I went there.
My middle son went there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Same thing, though. not bashing Northwest, yeah. But, you know, he was like. He went there for middle school and then went back for Providence High School just because he was like,
yeah.
I need to have sports.
Yeah,
so
that was a thing.
Sorry to interrupt, though.
No,
yeah.
You're fine. Like, I wanted to like kind of get that like high school experience.
Sure. Understood.
So it was a tough choice, but I had to switch. So my junior year, I came to Myers Park.
Okay.
And actually, before I tried out, I was going to do cheer. I was at cheer and I broke my elbow. And when I mean I broke it, like, I had to have surgery and stuff. So I tried out with a green cast on.
Really?
Yeah, and I made the team.
That's
and
awesome.
I was rolling on the ground with the cast. So that's kind of, like, when I first started getting involved. And I did cheer my junior year. And then this summer, I didn't make the cheer team. So I was, like, really disappointed about that.
Right.
So I was, like, in bed for, like, 2 weeks. I was not... Yeah.
Sure.
So then I saw a thing that said indoor track tryouts. I was like, okay, I've never ran track a day in my life.
Right.
So I came to track tryouts with just dance and cheer knowledge. I didn't even know like where the meters were, how to
run. Right.
So I tried out and I did hurdles and I made the team. So that's kind of my journey. And
I ran track in high school. I did not do hurdles. That seems to be like one of the toughest events there is.
I know. I wish I would have known that when I came there. I didn't know, but now I'm doing that, and I do like sprints and mid-distance.
I ran the half mile.
Oh.
Which was the 800 or the 8. I don't know what they call it now, but that was a tough race.
Oh.
And track's tough. So talk to me a little bit now about, so senior in high school,
mm-hmm.
And just in terms of what's next.
So I recently committed to Presbyterian College for track and field, and then I'll be doing cheer there as well.
Okay.
So that's kind of my journey.
Right.
Yeah.
How excited are you about that next step in the journey?
Really excited.
Right.
I mean, PC is a great school, and I love it. And then also doing track and field, I'm really excited to do that since it's so new to me.
Right.
So most people don't get to do it on, like, a collegiate level. So
sure.
I'm really excited about that. And then doing two sports that I love. So.
Has it been kind of amazing to go, listen, I just started running track.
Yes.
And now I'm running it in college?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. And my, like, signing day, that was kind of what I talked about. Like, it's... I would have never thought, like, I wouldn't even thought I would be doing track. Like, that was never.
Right. Even in the wheelhouse.
Yeah. I, no.
Right.
Like, my mom did track and stuff, but no. So, but
So when you talk about, let's go back to dance.
Mm-hmm.
For those people who listen to the podcast and stuff, you know, I've had football players and, you know, wrestlers and tennis players and golf players and stuff like that. But when it comes to dance, I don't think people realize exactly how much time and energy goes into that if you want to go to a level that maybe you've been at. Mm-hmm. I don't think people understand that. Can you walk me through a little bit of the work that goes into that?
Yes. I mean, I was at dance like literally every single day. And I mean every single day. Like my mom would drive from North Carolina to one studio, and then the next day she'd be driving to South Carolina to the next studio. And I was doing like maybe like 8 or 12 classes a week. And then I was in the performance company. And I was good. Like, I even worked with Debbie Allen doing
really?
Dance.
Really? Wow, okay.
So I was on her off-Broadway production, Brothers in the Night, so I did that. So I was doing a lot of, like, dance was very, it's really time-consuming, but I love it. And you have a community and stuff, and the studio I went to, Miller Street, it's a great studio and
right.
everything, so.
So you throw out the name Debbie Allen.
Yeah.
How cool was that? And to do something off-Broadway, I mean, that's pretty stout.
Yeah, it was really cool and fun, like, we got to go backstage, and it was like I felt like a little professional. And then, like after doing that, I got into like more Broadway.
Really? Okay.
Stuff. So that was, yeah. My mom would like travel to like New York. Like I was getting flown out to New York to like audition and stuff
right.
like that. So
that's crazy.
I know.
And people don't understand that's not easy. That's tough. So same thing along with cheerleading, though. Same route with cheerleading. I mean, to be that good at cheerleading,
yeah.
Same amount of work.
It was a lot of work. I mean, because it was kind of coming from not like I was never a person who was like been doing cheer forever. It was just dance.
Right.
So over the summer, I was literally at Charlotte All Stars. I was there like every single day. Doing like an hour and a half private lessons, like training and stuff. And then you can't just train and like go home and do nothing. So I mean, my mom getting me an air track and all this stuff so that I could really work. And then I had to also condition and work out because it's strenuous, like
right.
very meticulous, everything you do.
Right. So let's go back to high school for a second. And you mentioned when you were talking or whatever. So you made the team cheerleading junior year,
yeah.
but not senior year.
Yeah.
And you mentioned like, in bed for like 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I think at some point, everybody in our life, we've been in that spot or whatever. What was that like? Because that's really why I wanted to have you on. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk some about, the mental health.
Yeah.
You know, we get, I don't care who you are and what you've been through in life. Sometimes everybody gets down that rabbit hole. What was that like for that 2 weeks?
Oh my gosh. I remember like that. The day before I even found out I didn't make it, my friend had called me and she was crying because she was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I made the team. And I'm like, why don't you think you made the team? Because now I'm
here. Right. Now.
So she's like, because one of my friends just called me that the coach called her and they offered her a JV position.
Right.
And like, but she had like back tugs, back handsprings, so she didn't make varsity. And my friend did, I think, like less than that. So she's like, oh my gosh, like I'm not gonna make it. So then I'm like, oh my goodness, like I'm freaking out.
Right.
So when I saw that I didn't make it, I was like crying so bad because like cheer was something like I just started, but I loved doing and I did want to do it in college. Like I was in a college pipeline program. So I was doing like a lot of work. I was already talking to like college coaches to do this in like on like do cheer.
Right.
So when I found out I didn't make it, I'm thinking, what's next? Because when you're getting recruited, like they like to actively see you
sure.
do these
right.
things. So then I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have that. So then I'm in bed, I'm like, my mom, my family, they're like, Taylor, it's okay, you'll be okay. I'm like, no, like I don't even think I was like in bed. Like I was depressed. I didn't even eat. Like I was
right.
just sad. And
it was a gut punch.
Yeah. I was really sad about it
sure.
because that same day we're supposed to take senior banner pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh, like
not gonna
oh my gosh, like now I have like nothing and it felt
right.
like the end of the world. So
right.
I was like, okay. You know? And then it was like I don't know, like it's hard to like talk about it, but it was like, you know, that was something I did and I love. And now it's like, I feel like it was being taken away from me. So
right.
I was depressed and my parents, like they were worried. My mom was worried. She's like, oh my gosh, like what are we going to do? Everyone's trying to encourage me, but it was like, I didn't even want to hear that. Like
right.
it was just like, I wanted to do cheer.
Right.
And yeah, so.
So do you recall like in that time that there was a moment that either a light came on or you know, I'm getting it, that something just said, okay, this has got to change. Was there a specific moment? Can you take me back to that maybe at all?
Yes. The specific moment, I think, was, honestly, it was after I went to the first game at Memorial Stadium. And I went to go support my friends.
Right.
So I was there. I was supporting them because even though, you know.
That was a kickoff weekend, right, for football?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm like, I'm there supporting them. And it kind of hit me. I'm like, okay, Taylor, like, this, you're not just going to sit here and, like,
mope.
Yeah. So I was supporting them, but I was still like, ugh, you know, I want to be cheering.
Hurting on the inside, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm getting back to my private lessons. I was like, I started working out, like, every day. Like, I think that was the moment when I saw, like, everyone out there. I was like, okay, I may not be out there, but I can still be putting in the work. So I scheduled, like, I mean, I scheduled all my private lessons, like, a month in advance. I was even having people, like, come out to my house to work with me. I was working out. I was getting up running. That was the light switch, that
sure.
game. Like, I realized I can't just, you know, because I'm going to have to find something else to still pursue my dream. And if it's not going to be cheering at the school, then I'm going to have to work 10 times harder to kind of get myself out there. So I was going to clinics and stuff like that.
Right. So how much did track help? In terms of, you know what I'm getting at? In
yeah.
terms of maybe helping you along the way, how did that help you out?
I think the community.
Sure.
Like, doing, like, we have track, and then we have, like, little groups, and then I'm in the hurdle group. And
okay.
what I mean, our hurdle group, we're so close. Like, we are so close. Like, I had them over for Galentine's. Like, that really helped me. Also, I know cheer can be toxic. I know it's talked about a lot. The community, it's toxic, but we love it. But having track, it was kind of like a fresh start.
Right.
I have, like, new coaches.
Right.
I'm meeting new people that Myers Park is super big. So now I'm meeting, connecting with more people. And then, like, when you do meets, you meet more people. So it's nice to just, like, kind of, also, I love trying new things.
Sure, right, of course.
And then excelling at it. I like to be good at it.
Right.
So track helped me kind of put myself back out there and meet new people. Also, it kind of had, like, I like goals, not like completing goals. So I was like, okay, you know, when I went to track, like, there are people way better than me. So I'm like, okay, I want to master this. I want to do this. Because I was on baby hurdles for, like, 2 months. Like,
right.
They have the small yellow
yep.
hurdles. I wasn't even on the big ones. I'm like, okay. I had goals. I knew what I was going to do. So track really helped me. Also helped me in cheer because it made me stronger because the workouts are crazy.
Like, sure. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, my core was shaking a lot.
Right.
But it helped me just also kind of prepare myself because, you know, track is way different. It's way different than cheer, even the coaching style.
Right.
So because it's two different sports, but it helped me a lot, like, mentally and also physically. I pushed myself. Like, with cheer, you can kind of, like, you have to push yourself, but you can slack off a little bit, but
sure.
you can come back. With track, it's like, you can't just, like, stop.
You build every day, right.
Yeah. You can't just stop. Like, if you're one day off, then you have to, like, work. Like, I missed, like, I think 2 days I was sick. I had to come back, and I had, like, 150 repeats. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, that was hard. But track helped me, and my coach is definitely, like, my Coach Crawford. She really helped me a lot, and it was nice to have someone because they kind of knew what happened with
sure.
me. So they were pushing me and giving me encouraging words and really just investing and stuff like that.
Right. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So high school, in terms of you went through that tough 2 weeks and you made your junior year and not your senior year and stuff. I'm going to tread lightly here.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, guys, a lot of times, mm-hmm. things happen and guys let it go, or, you
yeah.
know, there's kind of the bro code and all this other stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes girls
don't.
yeah. And let me just, for those of you who don't know me, like, I was a youth pastor for 18 years.
Oh, okay.
Before I got back into TV and stuff. And high school girls,
it's
how, you know what I'm getting at?
Oh,
how,
yeah.
how,
it was,
and I guess you mentioned being an only child.
Yeah.
You know, you can rely on family and stuff, but then you want
your friends.
You want
yeah.
your friends and stuff to be there, but.
No, I totally, okay. So actually at the first game, people were coming up to me saying, why aren't you in uniform?
Oh, like, right.
Well, why do you, like,
why do you think?
Why do you think? Like,
I just took the first game off.
Yeah.
Memorial Stadium.
Like,
I'm going to, you know.
No, I'm just going to, yeah.
Right. Got
so,
it.
So also, I was new. Like, I'm not going to say it's cliquey, but Myers Park, they're very close. And coming also new my junior year, so everyone already kind of knew their people.
Sure.
So I was, like, not trying to fit in, but I was, like, scoping the scenery, kind of figuring out stuff. So after I didn't make it, one of my close best friends, she made the team. She was the one that called me crying.
Right.
So I was like, okay, you know, it was kind of tough to kind of like talk to my friends about it because,
right.
Well,
sure.
They like, they don't really understand, but they kind of did understand where I was coming from because they're on the team. So like, I don't want to be the person who's like, oh my God, just moping into them. And then I feel like I'm taking away from them. You know, I don't want to be like, not like a burden, but it was hard because at that time, like people, there was a lot, like when I didn't make it, I was the only returner that was African American that didn't make it. So okay. Pretty much everyone else made the team except for me.
Right.
And then one other girl, she got offered the lower position. So I was talking to her, we were talking back and forth, and we were just trying to figure out like, okay, like what is there something we did wrong? So we got like our score sheets back and we kind of like, we talk with like the coaches and trying to figure out. And I think when people had found out that we were talking to the coaches, a lot of people on the team, like they got mad. They're like, why are you talking to the coach? I'm like, okay, like it's nothing against you guys.
Right.
It's just for my
sure.
own self, you know.
What did I do wrong and how yeah. do I maybe improve? Or
yeah.
like, you know.
And I was talking to the judges, and like even just like, oh no, like you didn't do anything wrong. So there's like, oh my gosh, like I'm just trying to figure it out. And a
sure.
lot of girls, they were really upset, not just at me, but at other girls who were just trying to figure out like, okay, what can we improve on? What can we do better? So like also going that like in the beginning of the school year, it was tough because it wasn't like I was targeting them. I just wanted to figure out what, like where did I miss the spot at?
Right.
You know, trying to like the gray area. So it was really tough. Like, girls are already tough, but then, like, it was 10 times tougher, especially those are your friends and stuff like that. But track helped me. Like, you know, I didn't grow apart from them, but, like, we weren't as close
sure.
because, you know, we're bonding, like, cheer. Like, we would go to, like, privates and do all that stuff together. Now it's like, okay, we don't have that. It's like a disconnect.
Right.
A little.
So when you didn't make the team your senior year, I have three boys, and, you know, I know how tough high school can be.
Yeah.
Was it a blessing in disguise a little bit in terms of, because for me, you know, senior year is crazy as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, am I going to school? Am I not going to school?
Yeah.
You know, I'm still trying to, you know, get through everything.
Yeah.
Was that kind of a strength builder maybe for that? And even going forward, not even high school, but as you, you know, hit your first year of college and stuff, how crazy that can be sometimes.
Yes.
Did that, you know, have you looked at it kind of like a blessing in disguise?
Yes, it was. And I know, like, looking back, I didn't think it was. But now it kind of, mentally, it built, like, I'm prepared now.
Right.
Like, I feel like everyone has to face adversity some point
right.
in their life. And it also makes you resilient. So now going into college and stuff like that, I'm more, I don't know. I feel like mentally I'm there. It helped me. You know, cheer is a lot of work.
Right.
But also, like, I would do, like, game day and competition. So then it's like, okay, you have more practices. And, you know, I'm taking APs. Like, that's already a lot your senior
year. Yes. Just a little bit.
It's like, so I'm taking APs and I'm doing extra work. So it kind of helped me to just kind of take time to focus on school. That
right.
was a big part because, you know, at the end of the day, I still have to go to college.
Right. Sure, yeah.
You know, you're a student first before an athlete. But then also when going to track, like, it kind of prepared me. Like, sometimes if you don't face, like, disappointment, when you get to college and stuff like that, I saw the real world a lot quicker, but it helped me.
Sure.
Like,
absolutely.
Now I'm more prepared. So it was a blessing in disguise.
Have you been able to use that in terms of your growth to help others?
Yes. Yes. Because on my social media, I'm very big about speaking out about mental health, especially in athletes and stuff like that. So a lot of people just assume, like people who weren't in like the close-knit circle, they assume that I didn't make it or I didn't try out.
Right.
So when I made the original post, it was after a student had passed away at our school.
Right.
I used that time to kind of speak about like my personal experience. And after doing that, it went like viral a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, people were DMing me, and it made people more open to speak about their own experiences. And I'm a part of a mental health club at our school. And
okay.
I'm on the
board. Wow. Okay. Cool.
So kind of talking of using my platform, like, cause I have like an athletic page on my main, so I used both of those pages. It went viral, and people were coming to me because they were like, "Oh my gosh, like, I'm going through the same thing," and it's tough to kind of talk about that, like. It's a touchy subject, but sometimes people can feel uncomfortable, like, being so open.
Sure.
But I had to be, like, vulnerable in a way, but I knew it was helping others. So I talked about it, and I talked about, like, okay, we don't talk about, like, these type of disappointments enough, mental health. Like, we talk about mental health, but who's actively out there, like, advocating, doing something,
sure.
and stuff like that.
Right.
So I talked with my mental health group. We were trying to figure out ways that we can be out there in the community, because at our school, that's actually a really big issue.
Right.
And we're we're trying to do things, like we have speakers come and stuff like that, but, you know, it's like speaking, like you have to kind of, it's better to hear from your peers.
That's my next question. Like, is, you know, for me, I think that, you know, being an adult, being in certain spots, a lot of times kids are like, no, yeah. I'm not going to go talk to the adult,
yeah.
you know, judgmental or whatever it may mm-hmm. be. It's easier to talk to
yeah.
up here. In terms of that, have you been blown away a little bit about the people, you know, who like show up, you know, like, have there been moments where you're like, wait, this person is talking about mental health? Like,
yes.
you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah. Like
the most popular kid in school who has everything in the world going for him, and then somebody shows up and you're like, wait a minute.
It's,
and you don't have to get specific, but you know what I'm getting at.
It is like, it was shocking. I feel like some people, it will be the people that you do not expect that are actually struggling on the, like, struggling. And I was shocked. I mean, we got, our mental health group, we got peer counseling. So we're peer certified to talk to our peers about these type of topics. So I'm certified. And it's so many, like, these top athletes are struggling. And then they reach out to me or they're talking about it, like, I would say football players.
The tough 17-year-old football
yeah.
player.
There, I mean, I was shocked at how many football players were actually, I would have never thought they were going through, like, depression and anxiety. And I know it's different from cheer and track, because football is a whole different sport. But it was shocking, I have to say. Like,
yeah.
And it kind of, like, also, like, you see these people, I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, how are you not, you know what I mean?
Right, why are you, like, yeah.
yeah.
Like, why are you down and stuff? Or, like, what, like?
Like, how can you, like, it's like, I don't know, like, one person in particular, I'm not going to say their name, but they came to me and they were talking to me, my mom actually, about how their junior year, their football athlete, they were going through like
right.
depression and
right.
anxiety and all these things. And I'm like, you know, you have your coaches and stuff. So to me, it was more like, okay, like, do your coaches know? Like, I feel like, who are you talking to? And then they came to me, I was like, you went through this for so long and I can't even imagine what you're going through.
I think they would think that people would see it as a weakness.
Yeah. And it's like, we have to like kind of break that barrier. Because,
right. It's not.
Yeah. And that's the thing also with speaking about it. At first when I made my post, I was a little scared to talk about it, because it's like, you're kind of putting yourself out
there. Oh, you're putting yourself out there, sure. And on social media.
Yeah, and social media.
Which can't be the nicest place in the world.
Yeah, and it's, social media is already like a, it's a scary place already.
Right,
and
sure.
And your peers can be judgmental.
Right.
So I put myself out there, I'm like, a place I was like, oh my gosh, I was scared. But I felt like, you know what, I'll be the example, you know. And then other people reached out. So it was definitely something.
So a couple more questions. The peer mm-hmm. group,
yeah.
you mentioned certified and stuff. What did that entail? How did you, like, what was that all about? Did you go through training? Was
oh,
there
yeah.
how to handle certain situations?
Because
I know, like, I've, you know, seen peer ministry groups
mm-hmm.
or something where they've told kids and pulled them aside and they've gone
yeah.
through a whole book on how to, you know, how to help kids and
mm-hmm.
talk kids, you know, through whatever. It,
yeah.
So was there a certain class, or when you talk about being certified?
So it was like all the board members. So we took this, like, it was like 2-3 hours and it was long,
right.
but we sat up
and probably deep.
Oh yes.
Okay.
It was, we had to also share.
Right.
So you're in, these are people, like, of course, they're in the mental health group for their obvious reasons, but then they're sharing it.
Right.
And you have these certified people, and also hearing this, like, the counselors, the adults talk about their own that led them here. It was yeah, that was, I left that day feeling like, that room feeling very, I was very touched.
Right.
It was long, like, we had to take quizzes, we had to talk, we had to like...
Did you have to do role playing and stuff?
Yeah, and like identify or finding ways, okay, you don't want to trigger this person by saying that.
Right.
Or coming, if you notice these signs, how to go to that person and where they can feel comfortable sharing and stuff like that. And the other steps, like it was long, but it helped me because I can bring that with me to college and, you know, I can help other people and also teach them and stuff.
So final question for the person out there that is kind of walking that fine line between kind of like, I'm good, I'm not good, you know, maybe I'm depressed, maybe I'm not.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
Okay. I would say to them, okay, there's this Bible verse, Philippians 4:13. If you can look it up, but you're going to be okay. I know it does not seem like that now. Trust me. I know, but I promise you it's going to work out for your good. And don't get discouraged. I know, like, football, like, offers and stuff like that, and other sports offers. Sometimes you have to advocate for yourself, you know?
Right.
So if you're, like, worried, you have to do the research, reach, like, look on the internet. There's recruitment forms.
Right.
Keep working out. You know, if you don't talk to your coaches, talk to a friend you trust. There's someone you trust. Talk to them about it. Journal, you know. There, you know, you can come to Blue Skies if you're at Myers Park. We would love to have you. Or you'll be okay. I know it doesn't, like, it's hard.
Sure.
And you're definitely probably feeling conflicted about a lot of things, but it's going to work out. And I know it's good for the seniors. It's getting closer to graduation. And you're hoping on things. It will come to you. And it may not be, like, in the way that you think it's going to be or what you want it to be, but you never know where it could lead to. I'm saying that in, like, a cryptic way, but you'll be okay. And
I thought I had one more question, but I'll throw one more at you because you mentioned it, and I know a lot of people who do. If you can't talk to anybody, how important is the journaling? Because I know a lot of people who do now.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who just, it makes them feel better. Maybe they're not talking to somebody, but they're at least writing it down. How important is that?
Journaling, I feel like journaling is kind of talking to yourself.
Right.
I've done journaling. I know other people who have done it. Sometimes people, even if it's just like blotting down or like scribbling and drawing, it helps because at least you're not keeping it in. And then a journal is kind of a safe place because it's yours.
Right.
You don't have to worry about maybe anyone. It's like a diary, but you can just share your thoughts and it helps. Like you can be as vulnerable, just say whatever you need to in journaling. I think it's really important and put some headphones on while you journal.
Yeah, no.
Do it.
So yeah. So I have a to-do list every day that I write down in a book. But before my to-do list, I write out one scripture.
Yeah.
Before I write down my to-do list. Mm-hmm. And that kind of helps. Sets the tone for the day.
Yeah.
So it's a cool thing to do. Taylor.
It was really nice.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for your story. Thanks for all you've done. I know you're going to go far in life. We appreciate you.
I know.
Cool. Awesome. Well, listen, hey, thanks for checking in at the 704 High School Highlight Podcast. Like I said, check us out wherever you listen or watch your podcast. Until next time, have a great week.
Here at the Downer Law Firm, we have over 40 years of experience handling personal injury claims such as car accidents, truck accidents, workers' compensation, even wrongful death. So if you're injured, give us a call. We've got you covered.